At Homeworld, you'll find brand new display homes in all sorts of shapes and sizes. Homes to fit on large blocks, sloping blocks, narrow blocks, duplexes, granny flats, the list goes on. Whatever you're looking to build, Homeworld has builders on site to help you. With over 330 display homes, you can explore and get ideas and information and, of course, inspiration too. That's where you get started on your new home. Plan your visit by going to homeworld.com.au to find locations, maps and more. So, 24 hours is a long time in politics. Since we last spoke, Stuart Ayres is gone. The Premier announced that Stuart Ayres has resigned as Trade Minister and Sports Minister and whatever else he was Minister for. That happened as we came off air yesterday morning. It followed revelations he may have breached the Ministerial Code of Conduct because of his involvement in the John Barilaro appointment to a top trade posting in New York City. He's the second minister to go in a week because Eleni Pedenos went as well on Sunday night. The Minister for Small Business was dumped because of the way she engaged with the public service, apparently. So now we've got a few new appointments. Alistair Henkins will become the Minister for Trade, Enterprise and Investment and Sport. Ben Franklin becomes the Minister for Tourism. David Elliott now takes over the portfolio of Minister for Western Sydney. So we need to work out who the Deputy Liberal Leader is going to be, because until yesterday, it was Stuart Ayres. At the moment, it looks like it's going to be a race between Matt Keane and David Elliott. We've invited both of them on the show. Matt Keane says he's unavailable this week. David Elliott is on the line right now. David Elliott, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ben.
Are you keen to be the deputy?
Well, I'm actually reluctant, Ben. I mean, I'm very sad to see that Stuart Ayres had to stand down. I mean, he's been a superior servant to the party. He's a great member for Penrith, and he's been a wonderful minister for Western Sydney. He and I have worked collaboratively on some Western Sydney matters, and it's one of those occasions where I don't put my name forward or I don't canvas support out of excitement or enthusiasm. It's just, the Premier's under the pump at the moment. The easiest thing for people to do at the moment, I think, is to walk away or to keep their head down because, the Premier is dealing with a number of difficult issues, but that's just not my style. I think if a mate needs a hand, well, I'm putting mine up to give him that assistance.
Let me ask for feedback on the text line right now, 0460 873 873. Who should be the Deputy Liberal Leader? 0460 873 873. Should it be David Elliott? Should it be Matt Keane? Should it be someone else? I'll read out your texts as soon as they start coming in. I think at the moment, David Elliott, we need someone with some determination and some strength and someone with clear ideas about what to do going forward. I think you're the person who provides all of those things.
Oh, thanks, Ben. I mean, I appreciate the endorsement. And I mean, my claim that to these sort of roles is that I joined the Young Liberals on my 16th birthday in Western Sydney. As a uni student, I worked for John Howard and learned the trade at his knees as a young bloke, and then obviously served in the Australian Army and spent some time peacekeeping, and then had 10 years in the industry association world as a chief executive working for business. So, I mean, I think I've got the broad spectrum of experience, but politics is a blood sport. It's a difficult game. You don't get your own way always. Nobody knows that more than me. My job is to really just say to the party room and to the party, I'm available if you think that my skill set is going to work.
Text coming in. If Matt Keane becomes deputy, the Liberal Party's dead. The next one, David Elliott, please. The next one, David Elliott for sure. Anyone but Matt Keane. Someone here, Daniel, says none of the above. So there you go. There's some free feedback for you. I understand Matt Keane's probably got the numbers. Is that fair to say?
Listen, Ben, I don't know. I mean, I've been around politics long enough. I mean, I've worked for a couple of opposition leaders before I got into politics myself, and I've seen victories out of victories snatched out of the jaws of defeat and vice versa. But again, it's really up to the party as to what their priorities are. And there are going to be people that would traditionally probably support somebody else but say, no, David, your skill set is what we need right now. And there are some of my friends will say to me, David, you're a bit too outspoken, or you're I don't like your approach to a certain policy, and therefore they'll say, no, I've got to go with another candidate. But I mean, that's the beauty of democracy, and I think that's the way that the Liberal Party should move forward. It's the way we've always done it when we've been in the good times. So let's just make sure that we don't walk away from our values when the times are tough.
All right. Well, we'll find out when that party room meeting happens. It may happen on Tuesday next week. It may happen earlier than that. Can I just ask you about the issue of taxis? And this goes to your role as Transport Minister, because there are 5,000 taxi plate owners who've been waiting 7 years for compensation. And I've been flooded with messages from these desperate people. Some of them have died while waiting for compensation. And the issue here is that they purchased these plates from government. Then government allowed the other rideshare operators to come in. So the value of them fell through the floor. There was talk of $20,000 compensation per plate 7 years ago. There was then talk of $200,000 compensation earlier this year. But the bottom line is, 7 years on, they've got nothing. So when are they going to get an answer from your government?
Ben, in my maiden speech, I said, because I'd worked for...
Hang on. If we can hold off on the maiden speech. I want to know, when are we going to get an answer from your government?
Soon. This is the reason why I want to run.
When is soon? When is soon? Because seven years on, you can imagine, to these taxi license plate holders, they don't want to hear about maiden speeches and hear about soon. They want to know when. So when are they going to get an answer?
As soon as Treasury sign it off. And I mean, that's why I'm mentioning maiden speeches, because I'm giving you context. I have always argued for the taxi council.
I know, but just on that, you say as soon as Treasury signs it off. We've spoken to the Treasurer, Matt Keane's office. They say, talk to David Elliott. He's the minister.
Wrong. And this is why, one of the reasons why I'm running for deputy leadership, Ben. That is just complete bullshit. And it's frustrating me that people are giving you lies. I sat with the taxi council as soon as I became minister. They'll tell you that. I've met with them multiple times. I've seen their package. Their package isn't exactly mirror what I want to do, but it's very similar. It gives fair compensation to the taxi owners for the reasons that you just articulated. They bought licences. They paid a ridiculous amount of money for...
So what's the hold-up then? If you've got a package and they've got a package and they're kind of similar, what's the hold-up? It's the Treasurer's office, Matt Keane, not wanting to give them the compensation.
Absolutely. And the frustrating thing for me is, mate, there's no cost to taxpayer. This is paid for by the levy. So if you're telling me that there's a certain cabinet minister that's avoiding your program and is blaming other people, well, that's just wrong. And that's probably the reason why he's avoiding your program. So, I mean, I'm sorry I'm being so frank, and I'll probably get in trouble for it later today, but I have fought for the taxi industry since day one. I've fought for their compensation package. They deserve that compensation package. I've said all along that there should be no cost to the taxpayer because economies move. And that's why the Premier accepted when he was the Treasurer that Uber had to come into the market. We never stopped Uber coming into the market. But we did accept the fact that because we had taken licence fees from those taxi owners for so long, and it had been a heavily regulated industry, that there were special circumstances here. And I still haven't found the Uber customer that complains about spending the $1 levy.
No, and you can't just sign a cheque. You need to get the New South Wales Treasurer, Matt Keane, to authorise the details of that compensation package. He hasn't done so, and he's not coming on the air. So I'll chase him up further. He won't come on today, won't come on tomorrow. I'll see if I can track him down next week, and we'll find out soon enough who the new Deputy Liberal leader is going to be. Thanks for being so frank.
Okay, thanks, Ben.
David Elliott, the Transport Minister and Minister for Veterans Affairs, and now Minister for Western Sydney and New South Wales. So there's no love lost between these two. As you probably just heard, David Elliott and Matt Keane. And now they're going to battle it out to work out who the new deputy is going to be, unless someone else steps forward and also wants to be part of that race. It's 25 past seven.
Mum, can you see the MasterCard I'm holding?
No.
It's a digital prepaid MasterCard, Mum. It's virtual.
Oh?
Right now, we have a bonus digital prepaid MasterCard up to $400 on selected kitchen appliances at Bingley.
You could use it to get something else.
Something you can see, Mama. Ha-ha.
You have virtual talent, Lionel.
Really?
Yes, I can't see it.
Get a bonus digital prepaid MasterCard up to $400 on selected kitchen appliances at Bingley.
Bingley, better living every day.